Around for nearly a decade, the Performing Arts League here in Chattanooga promotes youth involvement in theater, dance, and music, both instrumental and vocal. The league, which includes active professionals and retirees, offers scholarships, grants, dance camps, and instrument lessons to youths who might not have the funds otherwise. Margaret Green is a past president of PAL. Sasha Hitachi is a local musician and a PAL scholarship recipient. She is now in her junior year at Hamilton County Collegiate High at Chattanooga State. Margaret, Sasha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Margaret, how did Performing Arts League begin?
It was born out of another organization, but not just with those members out of another organization that had demised. It was the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera Guild, which had been in and around Chattanooga for well over 50 years. And so the new group decided to focus on just the youth, promoting the youth within the performing arts, all four genres. And from that, we springboarded into who we've come today, where we give grants and scholarships to the youth to encourage from elementary school age all the way up through your high school senior year. And it covers dance, it covers theater, we cover vocal, and of course, instrumental. Sasha's representing that today. We give scholarships, and we also give grants to organizations. Our very first fundraiser was with Howard School. We started out where we were asked to help buy or give a grant for more instruments, and some generous donation came in for $80,000, and it dovetailed into uniforms. And we did a partnership with Howard School to have our first fundraiser at Bessie Smith Hall, and it was very successful. The band is now alive and thriving, and now Howard School is looking for help with their theater department. So we just cover the realm. We have third graders we have helped, many more of the high schoolers, because they're equipped to answer the questions on our grants and scholarship applications. But there are grants to be had, and I'm here today to help promote that and to let the public know that we have a deadline of March 15th for our grants, and then another application is online for scholarships, and that's March 30th. The awards and the scholarships will be public on April the 30th of this year. But you can go to our website, www.palchattanooga.org, and you will see where you can download the applications. If you have any questions, there are ways on the website that you can field questions, and the chair will get back with you.
And how long has PAL been around?
Well, like I said, we really started in 2011, but we're 10 years old. We did not become an official nonprofit until I believe it was 2014, 2015. That it was when I was president, and I was president from 14 to 16. But the whole process was started prior to that, and Howard School was at the end of 2013.
Partnerships are so key to making this all work, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. And so we look for ways and invite ways where either like Only Men Allowed, which is a group of young men that are gathered together every year, and they need extra money to put this one day gathering together that comes up with the production at the end of the day. We've been involved in that for 3 years. We help promote through our website and also through money every year to the theater group. The youth theater, all of its youth, that's the common denominator. And as Sasha can speak to, she has received scholarships and promotions to help with her lessons or even go to the Suwanee School, the Governor's School of Arts at Suwanee.
Sasha, tell us more about you.
So I have been playing flute for 7 years. And in 2016, I attended the Suwanee Summer Music Festival with Patricia George, who is this very famous flautist, and I had the wonderful opportunity to study with her there. And it was my first very immersive experience in music, and it was made possible by the Performing Arts League, because one thing about the arts is that sometimes cost can pose a barrier. And so with the help of the Performing Arts League, I was able to attend the music festival. And I think that, along with some other musical experiences, have had the greatest sort of impetus in my love for music. Because to be able to spend a month in this very immersive environment where everything is about music and there's such a learning community around you is a very amazing experience and one that I'm really grateful for.
Tell me how you got into the flute.
So I had a very musical early childhood. We had a piano in my home and my mother played the piano. And so around the age of 3 or 4, I would, you know, sit on the bench and sort of dink around on the keys, much in the same way that a lot of younger children do. I started taking piano lessons, but I really hated it. It actually led to me quitting, which is something that I regret now. But I went into elementary school without taking piano lessons anymore and would be in these music classes. And eventually my elementary school music teacher emailed my parents and said, "Hey, I believe Sasha might have perfect pitch and musical talent. I think that it's something that you should consider pursuing, or at least you should know about it." And so my mother asked him to teach me recorder lessons, and he began doing so. And so I was, you know, learning how to read music, play in a like collaborative environment. And I believe that I ended up going to a CSO concert where there was a flute player, and I saw that and I thought, like, wow, that instrument is just so beautiful and it's something that I want to play. And for my 9th birthday, I ended up annoying my parents into renting a flute from Giant Steps for me. And it was really frustrating because I was very bad at it. And after a month, I thought, like, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. So we went back to Giant Steps to return it. And I played a little bit for the guy. And he said, "Oh, wow, like, you've actually made a lot of progress. And, you know, you've improved." And after he said that, I thought, "Oh, well, I can't quit now." So I made my parents buy me a flute that day. And after that, I was in 5th grade at the time. A year after that, I joined the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera Youth Orchestra. And I've been playing in there for the past 6 years. But that's really how my musical journey got started, and just the beginning, having very supportive people there who were willing to obviously pour in the time, but also the money to help me grow my talent.
And what music inspires you to create the music that you do?
Something that I love about music is how universal it is. And I was actually at a competition last month in Montgomery, the Blount Lawson Young Artist Competition, and I'll be playing with Montgomery Symphony in April. But before I was going onto stage, I was actually in my practice room listening to K-pop because there was something about that piece that made me feel the way that I wanted to feel on stage when playing my concerto. And so I was just backstage listening to this music that was so far removed from what I was going to be playing, so far removed from what I was trying to convey, but it was like the feeling was there. And I ended up winning that competition, which was pretty crazy. But yeah, I love how universal music is. As a classical musician, you're not limited to any one genre of music. And that's something that I've definitely noticed. And, you know, close friends who are also musicians, there's such a wide variety and appreciation for music as a whole.
Your studies continue, your experiences continue. What's your dream?
My dream. So I was able to achieve one of my dreams this year. I'm going to be part of the National Youth Orchestra this summer. And so I'm going to be part of the Carnegie Hall sponsored program, NYO USA, and I'm going to be touring North America as part of the orchestra conducted by Carlos Miguel Prieto. And while we haven't confirmed any tour dates yet, it's going to be an amazing experience just getting to tour with an orchestra and see North America.
And Margaret, how has the work of PAL changed over the past decade as Chattanooga has changed and is growing, and there's quite a vibrant and varied community for music and for the arts here?
We have to respond faster. I think probably with a lot of nonprofits, you have so many volunteers, and gelling the volunteers and staying with the mission to promote youth and youth involvement in the four performing arts. We have fine-tuned that. We have grown where we now have the website, and our fundraisers are more online, and we're getting our word out even more through programs like this. But with the first seeds of where we are still there. We still have that firm base that I discussed earlier.
We have a fundraiser. It's not new. That's coming up in April. I like to call it a boutique fashion show. And right now I see our organization as a boutique nonprofit. Anyway, that will be April 24th at the Chattanooga Country Club. It's Hearts for the Arts fashion show. And it's small. It's not meant to be a 1,500 head count. 150 to 200 people come, and we use boutique fashions. And we also have a fun little thing that started at the very first fashion show we did called Baubles, where you can buy some wonderful jewelry, purses, maybe scarves that have been donated from members and non-members to help us raise money. And all of this money goes to supporting our grants and scholarship programs. That, again, can be found on palchattanooga.org.
I asked Sasha about her dream. What dreams do you have as an organization about where you want to be making a difference here in Chattanooga 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
I would love to be able to give more. I would love to be able to maybe stay in that boutique nonprofit, but to have an organization that is lean but green, that when we're asking for public support, we are good stewards now of the money that comes in, but to keep improving on that and to be able to spot, looking back, I mean, 10 years from now, looking back in 10 years and being able to see where Sasha is. We've had several students that have gone on to do some wonderful things. It shows where you make a difference. I would like us to be an organization that is known to make a difference, where whatever genre you're in, you're able to be your best self, do your best self, and realize the dreams that are appropriate for you.
Again, where can people go online for more information?
They can go on the Performing Arts League website, palchattanooga.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Performing Arts League, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and there are links there and information there about our events and what's going on. And of course, on our website, you can become a member. We love having new members, and we have a very diverse group, and we encourage that.
All right. Margaret, Sasha, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, Sasha Hitachi with an excerpt from the Carmen Flute Fantasy, a concerto that she played recently with the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera, and she'll be performing it again with the Montgomery Symphony in April. Thank you.